Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day.
Yeah, it's been a good day. We've had fun today.
Oh, absolutely.
Boy, you and Tommy really got into it earlier about those the raise and the job and all of that.
When you come up in my office cussing at me and you think you can just walk up out of here?
The first thing it said was, don't be emotional.
Once you bring emotion into it, I have it for you. I'm really undeveloped in my Christianity. If you come to me hard, I just don't know how to, you know, be soft with you.
Be a Christian.
And that was Tommy asking for a raise.
When you gonna cuss me? What?
I mean the big one too.
I've been up in this blankety blank 20 years. Well, I tell you,
yeah,
you ain't gonna be
being
up in this blankety blank 21. That's how we gonna work.
Yeah, he
this
said thing. I've been being up in here stupid for 20 years. Thank you, Steve. Take us out.
Hey, my closing remarks today. I want you all to be aware of something that I've found to be a little bit troubling. Sometime, it's the word karma. The word karma. I've been watching people and they toss this word around so loosely. And I want you all to be careful. Be careful of people who always use the word karma. Because they throw it around like they have the right to. You know, is there a karma committee? And who's on it? Who determines what's happening to you as karma? Don't throw that word around so easily, because if you look up the definition of karma and you Google it, it'll throw you off a little bit, because it really has a lot to do with religion and certain religions in this world. That's where the word karma came from. So when people always talk about, yeah, that's karma, what's happening to you is karma, that's not all the way. It's not always the case. Be careful of people who use that word a lot, because I have to warn you, who determines what karma is and how long does karma last? Have you ever noticed people throw that word around to keep you in a certain place, to keep you in a certain category, to keep you feeling a certain kind of way? Even after you've moved on long from it, real negative people have a tendency to throw this word karma around. I want y'all to be aware of this, man, because it's dangerous to let people do it. See, God has this thing called grace and mercy, and God passes it out to whoever asks for it. If you ask God for forgiveness for something, and God gives you his grace and he forgives you, that allows you to be forgiven. God never brings it back up again, and you're free to move on. So you gotta be careful of people who talking about every time something happens to you, they relate it to something that you did before and they call it karma. That's not what it is, y'all. Listen to me. The vast majority of things that happen to you, it ain't karma. It's just life. What are you talking about? You lose a loved one. That ain't karma. You don't something happens to you negatively. That's not karma. That's life. It's called trials. It's called tests. It's a challenge. It's a setup for a comeback. It's a lot of things, but it don't have to be karma, man. You know, listen to me. If you murder someone and you get sent to prison, that's justice. That's justice. You can call it karma if you want to, but it's courts. It's just justice. I notice a lot of people use karma to keep you from from feeling forgiven. I know on a personal note that I've done something way back when I was a young man. And do you know that there are still people in my life when something negative happens to me? They refer back to that moment as karma. I don't let them do it to me. God has been forgiving me for the things I've done as a young man. He been forgave you a long time ago for the things you've done as a young man. You've had so many blessings that occurred in your life since you made that mistake as a young man, as a young girl, as a young woman. Do you know how many blessings you've had since you've made those mistakes? Then when something else called life pops up your way, here comes somebody wanting to relate it back to the time you had your baby, the time you left this man, you walked out of this situation, and they want to call that karma. Don't let them do that. Listen to me, y'all. God is in the forgiving business. When he forgives you, don't let people keep you from being free of it by reminding you of a word that they throw around way too loosely called karma. Every time something happens, you see on the internet, karma's a B, karma's this, karma's that. Karma. Who are these people? Who is the karma committee? I don't go for that. I have no karma committee that I answer to. I answer to my Heavenly Father, and I suggest that you do too. So from now on, when you ask God for forgiveness and God forgives you, move on. And don't let nobody on the karma committee hold you to your former past and your former mistakes, because God has allowed you to move on, and you should. Thank you very much. Those are my closing remarks. Hope you got something from it. Hey, y'all, listen, God willing, we'll see you all tomorrow. Wow. In the meantime, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.